Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPietro and Rothenberg.
The first day that I fill in on these hours, you wake up, you're like, you know what? This really isn't that bad. I can do this. It's a piece of cake. Then that second day you do it, you're questioning every decision in life. Where did I go wrong? How do I get through this?
Or you'll get Dave, which is he doesn't answer the first alarm or the second or challenge the snooze. And then Sherry will give him the, don't you have a show to do today?
Oh, God.
This is DPietro and Rothenberg.
I'm doing an amazing job filling in for Dave.
On 98.7 ESPN. Wake me up.
Oh, yes, it is a beautiful Tuesday, the summertime. It was a disaster yesterday after the show, Rick. Oh, my God. I didn't tell you this.
What happened?
My wife decides we're having people over for the 4th. So now we have to do, I mean, the amount of work that goes into, you know, the house is perfect the way it is. The people, we're just having people over. No. We got to do this. We got to do that. So my wife goes to Costco. She wants to get some potted plants for the stoop, for the backyard.
Nice.
Right. Beautiful. Right. We really can't have plants in this area because the deer, they come in, they eat all the plants. Anything that's like a flower, they'll eat. So I'm sitting, you know, doing whatever I do after the show is over.
Drink, yep.
You know, yeah. Well, you know, you fill in, you paint the word picture however you want.
You know, and I haven't had a drink, one adult beverage since the pandemic started, probably.
Why? So she calls me from, she's coming home from Costco, and she's in a panic. I pick up the phone, and she tells me, I got the plants, but they turned over in the car, and there's dirt everywhere. Now, as a husband, in case you don't know, for those that are listening, when you get a call like that, it's not really about what you say. It's about avoiding what you want to say. Because in that moment, I'm thinking to myself, well, why are you calling me? I can't do anything. Like, wouldn't your hands be better used, like, making sure that the plants are upright? But I avoid saying all those things. But she comes home, and Rick, like, you'd think, like, oh, there's a little bit of dirt in the car. I'll just sweep it up. Rick, my hand to God. Evel Knievel could not have gotten more dirt from these potted plants if he turned the car over, jumping whatever cavern or canyon that he did. It's everywhere. It's like in the seats. I'm like, oh my, but I avoid saying all these things. So my suggestion to her is I said, sweetie, rather than us trying to do a professional job of this so your car doesn't smell like a big dirt ball, take it to the car wash. These people have tools, they have resources, they have skills. Take it there. They'll clean it all out. You give them a nice tip because it's, you know, it's a little bit of an unusual job. So she's already ticked off, apparently ticked off at me for some. Like, I have had nothing to do with this at all, but she knows I like having people over for the 4th. It's a big day. The 4th of July, that's one of my big days. So she takes it to the car wash. She's in the line of the car wash. She just wants to get the inside of the car cleaned. She gets all the way up there. She says, yeah, I want the outside, the inside. The guy says, yeah, we don't do the inside anymore because of the pandemic. We don't go inside. I don't know how that impacted by the pandemic. So now there's no way she can get off the line. Now she's got to go through the car. You know, once you're on that line for the car wash, you're settled. There's nothing you can do there, right? You can only like get out of the car and just leave it there and walk the earth. But so she was not very happy yesterday. And then now it's very early. When I looked at last, we put those nice, beautiful potted plants. I saved them. We put them on the front stoop. I went and I looked earlier. I think the deer have already gotten them. So we went through all that trouble and they're already all eaten.
Okay, so, let me ask you a question here.
Yeah.
So you can't have, for two things. So she's probably mad because you didn't say, yeah, why don't I come to Costco and help you get.
Look, no, no, she was already on the way home.
Oh, okay. No, but where?
And there's, I'll tell you. There's
but what time
five
did she
turns.
Leave? But what What's time that? Did she leave?
Like noon, noonish.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. Where were you at this time?
Well, look, I, you know, I'm very busy.
It's your party.
This is show prep time. Everything is show prep.
Yeah.
In my life, though, I put the whole life into the show. Anything can be material.
So you're on TikTok then, is what you're saying. You're prepared
I was on
for,
TikTok drinking, yeah. doing yeah, other see, things, checking
CBD.
Out the odds on DeAndre Ayton getting to the Nets. We already used that. That was material we used on the show.
But that's why she's mad, because you didn't help her. It's your party.
No, I did. And here's
no, you didn't. You said to do
Rick,
a car wash that doesn't do the
five
inside.
Five turns. I counted them. I went through in my mind. There are five turns from the store to the house. I don't know.
It's a lot. Maybe she's overwhelmed. She had the plants. She's trying to, I mean, this is a lot. It's your party she's trying to get prepared for.
And then I asked her later on when she cooled down a little bit. I said, like, how did you, like, did you strap them in? She's like, no, I thought they were heavy. They would stay where, I'm like,
well, why did you put them out already? The party's not to, like, you said you
well,
had
where are you
going
to put them? What, am I storing them in the house?
Yes.
Got to get lamps to make sure that they have heat?
I'm sure
not
you have
the
a
type of the operation we want to be running here.
I'm sure you have some kind of grow room in your house. You just throw
no,
them right there.
There's nothing. Don't say these type of things.
You don't have a garage or a shed?
Yeah, but, you know, who knows what they could go wrong there? They end up dying before the party. It's still a week away. They need sunlight. They're plants, Rick. They're potted
yeah, but
plants.
Why? So,
they're beautiful.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Now, you just said it. We can't have plants because there's too many deer. They eat them. We couldn't have gone to Costco later in the week, maybe? Were they going to
well,
sell out
I don't,
of plants?
This is, again, this is not my area of, this is not one of the things that I do around the house. She plans the Costco trips when she wants to.
I see. I think you have her. You have her nervous is what you do. She's overwhelmed. She doesn't want to have this party. You're making her. This sounds like RJ when he goes to Costco and they don't have the yogurts that he wants. And then all of a sudden he can't handle it. And he's off in like the frozen food section just wandering around.
Yeah, total meltdown.
That place is beautiful. I love it. It's like my church. I go in there. There's always something. It's an amazing operation.
There's too much going on.
You got a pair of jeans, some bologna.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Yogurt, some bologna, a pen.
Yeah, a pen. You get some underwear.
It's unbelievable. The baked goods that they got going on there, the cookies, the pies. They have pies there. I didn't even know these pies existed. And you look at the pie. Oh, my God, I could eat that pie.
So what,
and it's enormous.
Why didn't you go then? It sounds like you love Costco.
I do love it, but I have to do. I'm committed to the show. I'm filling in for Dave. These are very big shoes to fill. I can't. I got Ty Butler breathing down my neck. Carlin, if he ever answers the phone, he's going to be in this spot. I like this spot. I like working with these guys. So I have to be completely. Everything of the show has to be focused on the show the week I'm on the show. That's
what you're telling us now is that you put more prep work into the show on a Monday than Dave has in like the two years.
Easily. Dave just rolls out of bed and walks down to wherever he's broadcasting from, flips on the mic, and just starts spewing.
He's notorious for rolling out of bed and just popping the headphones on.
Who the hell are you?
You have countless drops talking about how Dave just pops down and flips on the mic, and away you go.
Let's go. You want to go? Let's go. We'll go all the way.
Well, you know what has to happen now, though, right? Like, now you know what has to happen.
What?
Okay, you have to take your wife's car to get it cleaned first. That's on you. Get it.
No,
done.
No, I've already taken care of it now.
Okay, that's done. So you clean that, yeah. And now you're going to be be the one that has to go get more potted plants now.
Yeah, but see, she doesn't really like me going because I always end up buying stuff that we really shouldn't have in the house.
So you
we know
Costco,
we shouldn't
yeah.
have it in the house, and then I end up buying. You know, I start throwing things in the cart when she's not looking, and then you get to the counter. There's nothing you can do now. You got to. You just got
to. You got to pay for. You don't want to.
Right.
You don't want to embarrass yourself.
Right. A 3 foot long, chocolate cheesecake, you know, the circumference of, you know, your head. Boom, we got it. We got to eat it now.
We got it, guys.
It's a waste if we throw it out. It's a sin, sweetie. You got to eat it.
This is the showstopper right here, honey. People at the party have never seen one of these. Never.
Oh. And I was actually thinking about, now, 4th of July, I'm not really a baker. I'm not a cook. But I was on TikTok yesterday, and I saw this guy who makes these baked beans for like the fourth. They're apple pie baked beans. Doesn't that just sound good?
No.
What?
No, it doesn't sound good.
An apple pie baked bean. Oh,
no.
That sounds delicious.
Sounds terrible.
Really?
Oh, would you put baked beans on your piece of apple pie and think it was good?
I don't know. I'm not a big cook, but I don't know. The guy was slapping the thing together. It looked pretty good to me.
No, it does. How does that sound good
to
you?
He was raving about it. People tell him, oh, I love the baked beans.
This is why you couldn't help with the plants?
Exactly, because he can't be trusted. Is there apples in the baked beans?
Look, I hop on that app. You don't know where it's going to take you, but you'll get something out of it.
We'll find out tomorrow. I can't wait for this segment tomorrow.
Yeah. I think between the potted plants and the possibility of me eating the baked beans, the divorce papers, they're going to be drawn up.
That's what you learned on TikTok.
That's what I learned on TikTok. I got, look at that. There's my sweetie. She's divorcing me. Oh, wow.
There's a
Mark
question
actually
to
wants
not.
To. Mark is in Rockaway. He apparently wants to defend Dave.
Divorce.
I don't
at
know why
moment.
Dave needs defense, but Mark is here to do it. Mark.
Good morning, gentlemen. Now, Gordon, I'm a little disappointed with you. Personally, I'm not surprised by
there's a line, Mark. Grab a number. Go ahead. What for?
Because the minute that Dave is not there, Rick is always going to throw him under the bus a little bit because that's Rick's way. Right. And with all due respect, and I was very happy to hear that you were on the show yesterday, Gordon. I also tweeted it. You know, I was very happy, but it's a little disloyalty here going on, and I just want to speak up for my guy Dave. I think he does a tremendous amount of preparation.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he does a tremendous job. He does a tremendous job. Preparation, I can't.
He watches everything. He does watch everything. Mark, there's no defending
Dave today.
How do
you have all that knowledge if you don't do the prep? You know, I mean, the guy knows his stuff. He watches, you know, he watches a lot of sports.
Yeah,
I hugged hard bodies the other night.
Rubs hard bodies. I tried. He's dead to me right now. I called him yesterday to check in. Nothing. I got a Fugazi text message. Trying to be nice. How's vacation? Well, everything great? Nothing. Crickets.
I have a big one.
Well, look, I just felt as a guy who really enjoys the show, and I really, really, really respect Dave, and I respect all you guys, but, you know, just, I feel bad when a guy's not around to defend himself. So I just wanted to speak up.
All right,
I can promise you this, Mark, that the second I take any form of a day off or vacation, the first thing out of it, he'll be killing me the whole time. Killing me. Rick's lazy. He'll destroy me. That's fine. It's an understanding.
Take it.
It seems like this beautiful friendship that is portrayed on the radio, it might not be quite the way it is.
I think that our friendship is in better standing right now than your marriage.
Well, that's not really. Is that really? That's like saying, you know. Ben Simmons is more reliable than Kyrie Irving. You know what I mean? It's not really, is that really anything to say?
I think you're going to have a woes.
My marriage is in fantastic shape. She's married to a saint. I'm a saint. I'm cleaning the car. I'm getting all the dirt in the crevices, everything else. I'm getting tools out. I didn't even know I had on the vacuum.
She may opt out of this party is what she might do.
That she might do. No, she can't. It's mostly her people. I don't have any people. I don't have any friends. I don't have anybody. I'm just looking to, you know, interact with somebody who does not live in my house. So just anybody. I'll take random strangers on the street. Hey, welcome to that. They're just walking their dog past the house. Hey, you want to play some, you know, some 60 and over basketball? Come on in, guy. Guy comes on down. All my neighbors who I have no idea who they are or what they do.
That's nice. It sounds like it's going to be a great party.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We'll have plenty of baked beans, though.
Apple pie baked beans.
They sound scrumptious. A little brown sugar on top. Brown sugar is always good. It's always funny to me when I fill in for Dave that there'll be people who will tweet me, "Where's Dave? Why is this idiot on? Why is this?" As if I went to Dave and said, "Hey, Dave, you take a day. I'm going to fill in for you today." I didn't initiate this. If you want people to be upset at, Dave would be the guy.
No, people love you. Stop. Don't respond to the negativity.
I can't help it.
No, people love
everywhere.
You. Your neighbors,
it's
not
all,
so much.
It's surrounding. It's all encompassing.
That's fine. Embrace it, buddy. Embrace it. Those who dare to be different will lead us to tomorrow.
Exactly. Is there $30 million waiting for me to do
that?
Or is it just a plate of big old baked beans?
Just a big, gorgeous pot of apple pie baked beans.
Apple pie baked beans. It sounds good. I don't know, man. I think it sounds amazing.
You should make it. Try it. Let me know how it is.
Look, I'm not a cook, but watching the video, it made me feel like I could do this. I can figure this out. It's just like, do you make a big old pot of baked beans and then... You know what happens if nobody eats the baked beans? the wife's going to be on me. You made a big old pot of baked beans and it's just sitting. You got to go clean the pot. Nobody wanted them. Hot 95 degree day. What are you thinking? People are going to eat baked beans.
That was like my dad came over for, I think it was it Christmas Eve. I think it was Christmas Eve. He came over and he's like, I want to bring something. I was like, listen, bring whatever you want. Bring dessert, whatever. Just be whatever you decide you want to bring. You just bring it. Be my guest. We got all the food here. Just bring what you want. So I'm thinking he's going to bring, like, you know, he's going to pick up a dessert or have whatever he wants to make. He's actually a really good cook. He shows up with, of all things, risotto. He's going to make a handmade risotto.
Nice light risotto.
Yeah, the day of
the occasion.
The day of, like, the one thing you can't walk away from it. You got to sit there and stir it. I'm like, of all the things you could bring, you're going to bring you're not going to bring one made. You're going to make the risotto at the house. All right.
Yeah, you got to make it fresh. It's no good if it's not fresh.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
So, all right, Rick, let's get to some important stuff because today's the day that Deshaun Watson is set to speak with Sue Robinson, who is the NFL independent arbitrator, about everything going on with his disciplinary case. His disciplinary hearing is set for today, could actually extend into tomorrow. And question is whether or not Watson violated the league's personal conduct policy. Talks on a settlement of a suspension fell apart last week. There were reports that Watson camp knows that he is going to be getting a significant punishment. And the Wall Street Journal reported over the weekend that the NFL is looking for a suspension that would last at least a year. So my question to you is, with all this swirling around and this topic has been out there for a while, do you think at this point the Browns regret trading for Deshaun Watson?
No.
Not yet.
No, not yet, because, I mean, I think they you see how they structured his contract. It's $230 guaranteed, but year one is $1 million. His salary for the season is $1 million. Knowing that, I mean, just setting it up that he wouldn't, you know, he wouldn't lose a ton of money when he did get suspended. I don't know if they expected it to be a whole season potentially, but no, they knew it was going to be. I would imagine if they were smart, they did their due diligence. They were going to know it was going to be a lengthy suspension.
Right. I mean, this should not be a surprise. Now, maybe when they thought that the suspension would come down, you know, maybe they thought, hey, half a season. You know, 10 games, it seems like there's at least the potential for a suspension that not only carries this entire year, but also into next year, which, considering that there are still 4 outstanding cases against him, now the fact that it seems that there's now a lawsuit going up against the Texans for kind of, facilitating this type of behavior and allowing it to happen, it doesn't seem like that the cases and the entire situation is winding down. It still feels like we're kind of in the middle of the story.
Yeah, I mean, it does. So, I mean, if I think all sides in this, Deshaun Watson side, the union, and Roger Goodell in the NFL, especially I would think the Cleveland Browns would want this wrapped up as soon as possible. To have an idea what they're doing moving forward. Like, how many games is he going to be out? If it's the whole season, what are we doing at quarterback? Are we happy with Jacoby Brissett? What do we do with Baker Mayfield? Because I think that the expectations for the team are going to change, I mean, dramatically if if he gets suspended for the full season, and Jacoby Brissett's who you're going into the season
absolutely.
With as your
you're one of the worst. You know, you're probably one of the I shouldn't say one of the worst teams because they're a very talented team. You know, even despite not having the guy you thought you were going to have a quarterback. But yeah, no, I mean, the idea of with Deshaun Watson, you might be a Super Bowl contender if he's not playing the entire season, or even a significant. I mean, even if he's missing 10, 12 games, that's not who they are.
No, I think you. I mean, you probably say. This is what it took to get him. We figured he'd be suspended for whatever amount of time. And then once we get past this, we'll be winning games because he still is. And if he gets suspended for the entire year, that's two full seasons he hadn't played football. So yeah. You know, he'll come back when he's healthy, when he's right. He's one of the best quarterbacks in football. So we're just banking on, you know, he plays really well, we win, and people get past it.
Eventually forget. I mean, look, betting on people forgetting about stuff that's going on, I know we'll all criticize it, but it's actually a pretty effective strategy. We generally do. We move on very quickly. The problem is we've not been really given a chance to move on because he hasn't been able to settle all the cases. There's still four, as I said, that are outstanding. And this disciplinary hearing, which is going to take a couple of days, it probably will take a while longer before we know what the outcome of it is. Now, the Browns want to get it before training camp so they have an idea, but it just feels like there's always another stage of the story where you're never getting past it and you're never given a chance to think that people will eventually stop focusing on it because there's always something new to focus on.
Yeah, and then, I mean, they're more focused on making sure their team wins. Like, that's the goal, is that their team has success and their quarterback plays well. And if that happens, then their hope is that they'll look past it. I just think it's... And I get this. I mean, there's this process of the investigation and everything else. But, I mean, it probably would have been in the NFL's best interest to have this taken care of before we all of a sudden started, you know, having a bidding war over him and then him getting 230. Like, that's not a good look.
No.
Like, we have this impending suspension. You got 24 women that are accusing him of this. It comes out that there was up to 66, and the Houston Texans are complicit in this. This whole mess for the league. And we get to the point where it's back and forth. There's teams tripping over each other to, you know, try to get him. And then we have $230 million guaranteed to a guy who could be suspended for the whole first season of it.
Yeah,
that's not a great look.
No, and the possibility that I will be honest with you. I think that if you went to the Browns privately and you said, you know what, it's going to be a full year, I think they'd sign for that right now. Because I think that there's a possibility that it could be longer than that.
Yeah, listen, I mean, that's the interesting thing now is how long, because we keep hearing unprecedented suspension. I think what they'll argue is, the union will argue this too, is that it has to be proportional to what owners have gotten for some transgressions. As far as
Dan Snyder's,
the personal conduct policy is concerned.
Well, then they're arguing that nothing happens, right? I mean, I mean,
that would be the argument.
Yeah. Paul is in Erie, is it? Paul, you're next up on DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I really think that he's going to get 2 years. I think if you look at what happened with Bauer, he got two. I think with how many victims there are, and the way that Cleveland did this contract, I think is going to bite them, and that's why he'll get the 2 years. So I think Cleveland will regret this because I don't think he plays till 2025.
Oh, my God. I mean,
I could be wrong, but that if I'm a betting guy, and I'm going to bet he's going to get 2 years. Have a good one, guys.
Yeah, I mean, Paul, usually I feel like things sometimes the reaction to it is a little overblown in that, it won't be the worst case scenario, but you just take a look at what this situation is. And if you're saying that this is going to be unprecedented punishment, that's kind of what you're like. A simple 1 year suspension to me is not unprecedented. We just got Calvin Ridley, as I mentioned yesterday, he's got suspended for a year, full year. So I don't know that you can say it's unprecedented if it's only a year.
Yeah, here's the interesting thing about this whole process, the more I read about it. So you mentioned her name. So you have a third party now, which is something that the players fought for because, you know, of how things, you know, went with Roger Goodell being the one that hands down discipline. That didn't go over well. But if you read more into this, so they'll each, starting today, you'll hear both sides of this, and then she'll make a decision as to what she thinks is appropriate as far as suspension is concerned. You understand that Goodell can override whatever she says, right?
Yes.
So what really has...
It does feel like a little bit of a kangaroo court, right?
Yeah, like what has changed? Like, okay, she says, give him 12, and he's like, no. That's not what we want. He needs more than 12. I can't imagine 2 years, though. I mean,
it does seem a little, right, like even 2 years, just saying the words 2 years doesn't sound as bad as saying he won't play again until 2025.
Well, it's pretty much 3 years, though. If you give him 2 more years, he didn't play. I mean, they paid him not to play.
Well, but they paid
year.
Him, right? Yeah, so you can't really complain about that now.
3 full years? That seems like a lot.
Well, look, I'll say this. It does seem like a lot, but given the amount of cases, I don't know. It doesn't. If you're ever going to do something like that, this would be the time to do it, no?
Back to my original point, though. If the thought all along after you did, and this is where the NFL loses me sometimes, is that, we had the invest that we went through this, long...
Right.
This long process of investigating and talking to the women and all these different, like, so if you've gone through this process, or at least the beginning stages of this process, you already see, what's out there. And the thought all along was that a year is probably not going to be good enough. We're going to push for 2 full years. Why would you let, because again, you work for the owners. Why would you let Cleveland do that to themselves then? Like, why would you let Cleveland embarrass themselves? If the thought was that we're probably going to want to ask to get this guy get suspended for 2 years. Why would you let them do what they did? All these teams fight over him, which looks gross, kind of, and then give him $230 million guaranteed. Like, you work for the Browns. Like, wouldn't you be like, hey guys, listen, this is what we're gonna do. Let's keep him with Houston for now. We paid him not to play last year. Let's figure this out. Like, let's get this so everyone knows going in exactly what the suspension is gonna be. It's not a great look if all of a sudden you guys are there's a bidding war over him, and then. We end up giving him this humongous amount of money, and then we have to suspend him for 2 years. Like, that's the precedent you want to set? Like, let's go. Who's got the most guaranteed money in NFL history? Oh, it was, that's funny that you asked that. It was Deshaun Watson got it from Cleveland right before he was suspended for 2 years.
Right in the midst of this case that has been going on for, 2 years now? Yeah, it's...
Like, that's what you want?
Yeah, it's an ugly look.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Todd is in West Islip. Todd, you're next up on DPetro and Rothenberg.
What's up, fellas? Gordon doing a great job filling in for Dave.
Thank you,
Rick, awesome as always, my friends. I just wanted to call up and say, think about it. Deshaun Watson's going to have at least a year where he hasn't played in a competitive football game. Now, he gets suspended another year. That sits for 2 years. Anyone who is an athlete or understands an athlete's body, I don't care how much you work out, how much calisthenics you do, how much working out, throwing a football, whatever, the real game time gets faster. And that's why the game outgrows players. And we see it all the time. So I'm kind of curious to see what's going to happen when Deshaun Watson gets suspended for another season, comes back, and then he's just not in that game shape yet. It's going to take him 6, 7, 8 games. What happens if the Browns completely, the bed this year because he's out for another 12 months, and then they get started by next season, and you're 6, 7 games in, and they're 2-4, 2-5, 3-4, see, that's where the Browns are definitely going to brown again. So, I'm just curious to get your perspective on that.
What's the risk they run? Yeah, I mean, that's not easy. I mean, if he gets suspended for the entire season this season and will have missed 2 seasons by the time he's back, I mean, yeah, that's a lot of time to miss, to just all of a sudden step back in and be as good as he was when he left. I mean, his last season in Houston before he sat out last year, he completed 70% of his passes, threw for almost 5,000 yards, had 33 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. Like, he's that good.
He's that good, yep.
But, 2 years is a lot. I mean, that is a lot. But, I mean, I, I'm I'm not going to sit here and feel bad for Cleveland. This is there was the risk that they ran.
Oh,
not to mention the fact that they guaranteed every penny of his $230 million.
Yeah, they cannot plead ignorance on this at all.
No.
Because the way they structured that contract, even in future years, Santiago was telling me, like, even if he's suspended into a second year, he does not lose, guaranteed money or anything like that. So they knew exactly what they were doing. That's why they structured this year the way they did, where I think he's only making $1 million. So he doesn't miss out. And it's the first full, the fact that this is the guy who gets the first fully guaranteed contract in the NFL is mind-boggling.
Yeah, it's a bad look. I mean, it's a bad look. And what's and here's the other thing that you have to take into account with this whole thing is you know, Houston, the Texans are also involved now.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
They're involved in this now. So how that plays, because this is not. Like, there are a bunch of different layers to how this whole thing is going to unfold, this hearing and everything else. When you read, like, the language of the agreement and everything else, like, there's, I don't know how partial you can be knowing that, if this side doesn't like how I'm doing things, I can get fired. Or if this side doesn't like how I'm doing things, now all of a sudden, NFL owners are being dragged into it. NFL teams are being dragged into it. Because that's how the PA is going to fight this. They're going to go after Houston. They're going to go after the penalties that, Robert Kraft, all the owners that have had problems and how they were disciplined, and they're going to bring that to the table, like the whole.
So I asked the question there before the break. I know you're a Jet fan. I'm a Dolphin fan. If you just close your mind or close your eyes and go into your mind for a second and imagine that you're a Cleveland Browns fan. It's an NFL Sunday. Whenever, however long he's gone, Deshaun Watson is back. You're excited for week one of the season. You're ready to watch your team play. Everybody gets excited. And if you're a fan of an NFL team, with the amount of guys that are on a team, and you're a fan for a while, there's probably going to be some guys you've rooted for that are not good guys. It's just the way it is. Would you be able to put that aside, Rick, watching a game and not think of, I'm rooting for this guy who has been accused of all these different cases? Could you put that aside during a game, or would it be at least part of your thought process watching the game?
I think it would always be part of my thought process.
Right.
Because I think that would put me in a tough spot. Because, this is why Cleveland did it, though. It's that you're rooting for, as much as you have favorite players or a favorite player, like, once your favorite player is gone, you don't stop rooting for the team. Like, you root for the laundry. You root for your team. Like, your team's not going anywhere. So, I'll always be a Jets fan, but if this was the Jets and they had signed Deshaun Watson, it would be hard not to separate the two. It would be. Just because, this is who you want? You mentioned the first player to get a fully guaranteed contract. But look at how much money he's had guaranteed as opposed to Aaron Rodgers or Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes. Like, this is, it's substantially more money. And the quarterback just naturally is the face of your franchise. This is who represents you.
Absolutely.
You think team, you usually think it's quarterback first. So, and then this will always be with him. But if he comes in, plays well, they win, then, fans will just be happy that their team is winning.
Especially Cleveland Browns, a franchise that has perennially been a doormat.
Dying for a legitimate quarterback.
Absolutely. And this portion of DiPietro and Rothenberg is presented by Progressive Insurance. Gibby is in Syosset. Gibby, what you got, my man?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Good morning. Nice to hear you back early in the morning, even if it's just filling in for Dave the Magnificent. I wanted to ask, what are the comparables, to either owners like Snyder or Jones, who've been accused of sexual harassment and not just once, or other players? There's been guys who were accused of murder. And this is not criminal. It's civil. Obviously, Deshaun Watson's a phenomenal player. Rick could probably speak better than you or I as to whether or not 2 years is, or a year, a year and a half, whatever it is, not being able to be at the actual playing speed. But what are the comparables to other guys that you think is reasonable for him to potentially be suspended? Thanks, guys.
What do you think?
I think it depends on how they look at last season. If because he got paid last season, they don't really look at that as punishment, then, I just assumed with everything that I read that it would be that they would look for a full year. They would look to suspend.
But how much of a like as an athlete, as somebody who performs at the highest level, would there be? I mean, you can do all the different things you want to keep yourself in shape, but is there?
It's not even close.
Yeah,
yeah, it's not even close. No, I mean he's young enough too, where he'll get. I mean, it's not going to be week one. He steps on the field and he's back to being Deshaun Watson. Like it's going to take him a minute to get back to being, you know, one of the best at his position. But, I mean, he's young enough where he'll be able to do it. But that's, I think the way you would rationalize it if you're him too, because he's dealt with injuries and everything else, is that, if, you know what, good on the body, longevity, you know what I mean? It's going to, my career will last longer now because I've had a year and whatever it ends up being to kind of get myself back, get my body back. But, yeah, that there's nothing you can do off the field that's not in, to recreate what you're going to see in a game. It just doesn't. I had that hard time as a goalie, like trying to like come back from injury, trying to, there's nothing you can do really. The broken plays, the contact, like that stuff is, that all has to be in the game. Even preseason's not even close.
Right. Yeah. And this, I mean, he's not really done any, I mean, it's been a long time and it looks like it's going to be a while before he is back on the field and even in a practice environment. This portion of DiPietro and Rothenberg is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Try the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless with nationwide 5G on America's best network, Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, speed may vary. Well, it is a Tuesday, and that, of course, means on DiPietro and Rothenberg at 6:45... Hitting the post, baby. Hitting the post. It's time for Cuddle, Marry, and Trash.
To cuddle.
I would be a menace as a teenage girl.
To marry.
I don't want to give up the meat.
Or to trash.
I think I'm emotionally broken.
That is the question.
Hi, yes, brought to you by Jack Pocket. So, Gordon, we're going to get right to it. I've had a question I've been wondering.
Uh-huh.
And this one's only for you.
Oh, God.
Yep. So, you're a man of many shows, can be heard regularly. Yeah. Yes. Weeknights, ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty, 10 o'clock.
Great Larry Hardesty is how we refer to him.
And he is a great man.
He's a great man.
Very nice.
And you're here.
Uh-huh.
And next week, you're on the K Show.
I am? Oh, no, yes. No, I knew that. Yes, I am.
So you're all over the place.
Right.
But I want to ask you this.
Uh-huh. Oh, no. Oh.
We're going to take
this
one.
Is terrible.
One from each. Because you've hosted with three people, or hosted or will host with three people, either last week, this week, or next week.
Uh-huh.
So it makes it awkward for your past, your present, and your future. Cuddle, Marry, Trash, your favorite person to host with. Is it your regular host, Larry Hardesty?
Oh, jeez.
Is it the man that can hear the words we're speaking right now, Rick DiPietro?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it the man you'll host next week with, Dan Grasso?
Wow, oh, it's a Grasso Damer vehicle next
yes.
week.
Yes. Oh,
holy.
Yeah.
Holy.
Mmm.
Wow.
Well, this is difficult. This is very, very hard. Which way do I go?
If nothing else, it will be awkward, which is really what I'm looking for.
Well, look, this is the way I'm going to do this. Much like when my team is out, how I root for whatever sport I'm looking at, I want the people that I know the most of, their team, to also be miserable. Right, so if the Yankees are out, I want the Red Sox fan to be miserable, the Met fan to be miserable. I'm going to look at it from just a time period. So I still have three shows this week with Rick. So I'm going to marry Rick because I do love him.
Wow.
Even though
Larry.
He is a verified Yankee hater.
Wow.
What?
Misconstrued comments that I've made in the past and just attacked. You know, he puts it all on Dave, but it's not really all on Dave. It's a lot on Dave, but not all. So I will marry Rick.
Oh!
Dan, I will have to cuddle because I'm going to see him next week.
He's a sweater.
And unfortunately for Larry, I'm going to have to trash Larry because there's 2 weeks before I will see and talk to Larry again. And the chances of this audio getting back to Larry, I think that, while it's not great because now I'm sure it's going to be flagged in the system.
Sucks.
I can at least explain it away by saying it was going to be 2 weeks. So I think that's the way I'll go. I will trash the great Larry Hardesty.
Sucks.
My good friend.
Wow.
That went differently.
And
than
I will have
to
throw myself on the mercy of the court in 2 weeks when I finally talk.
Yeah, that went a lot differently.
RJ, let's clip that and send that to Larry's phone.
Email
if we could.
It to Larry, yeah, so he wakes up with it this morning in an hour and a half.
And maybe we could do something else. Gordon's favorite. We just send it to everybody. Reply all.
Reply all. That's what we do at the station.
All right. Something.
Oh, look at this. I got three more emails. I wonder what they are. Oh, they're not spam? Darn it. I was actually rooting for spam.
Get down in the mud, Larry.
So, Alex Rodriguez, this came up in the new age group chat. We have sans Dave Rothenberg, who, by the way, I was off on Friday, and so the last time I spoke to Dave, where I was signing off, he was signing off and, you know, disconnecting his Comrex, and Dave.
Like on Tuesday, when he was already on vacation.
Hopefully, hopefully we'll talk. He goes, why would we need to talk?
Oh,
I said, I'm just sure we'll text at some point. He said, yeah, maybe, probably not.
Wow.
So that's
hurtful.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. So
I'm naked right now.
I don't know what you're doing.
This is the part of his brain that has all the where he went to colleges.
Well, he's going to self-destruct because no one out there is going to be judging his sports takes out by the. He's going to be talking to fish.
He's at a local Boogaloo. Sports bar.
he's going to be talking to the fish at the pond.
Nazareth to bone.
The woman feeding the squirrels breadcrumbs. Why don't
I'm going to be doing afternoon drive in Tel Aviv next week.
What do you mean you don't care where Sterling Shepard went to college? She's like, I'm just trying to feed the squirrels. So anyways, Alex Rodriguez on the Phenomenal K-Rod broadcast on Sunday with Michael K had some thoughts on the Aaron Judge contract negotiations.
You have two options here if you're the Yankees. 8 years for $43.4 million, which makes him the highest paid player in the game.
$100,000 over Scherzer.
For 8 years, $100,000 over Scherzer. Or if you want to make the argument that you don't want to get into the late 30s or 40s, you can go with the second choice, which is 5 years for $50 million, which is $250 million. For 5 years, I think that would be a great deal for the Yankees.
All right, so we're gonna round these numbers off a little bit. So
he couldn't even say without his voice cracking because it was so ridiculous.
So Cuddle
even Yankee verified Yankee hater Rick DiPietro says that this is ridiculous.
It is. So I'll ask you though, if you had to take one, and the numbers I have to round them off a little bit just to make them even. Most likely, that ends up in the actual ballpark of what Aaron Judge gets. Is it 8 years for, we'll call it $350 million? Is it 5 years for $250 million? Or, I will leave the out, does he just play for another team?
What was the other one? 8 years, how many million? 350?
8 years, 350. So it's 100,000 more than Scherzer per year.
No, he's not getting any of these.
None of them. There's a better chance he retires and takes up needlepoint.
They're not going to give him more
money. They're not going to pay him $50 million a year. Yes, we went from, what was it before, 30 and a half? We increased it to $50 million.
Why don't we just sign over
the deed to the actual team? we'll just turn over the deed. We'll sign it, Hal Steinbrenner, and now you own the Yankees. How about that? I like how he's like, these are the only two paths we can take. Either ridiculously pay him, overpay him for 8 years, or just laughably pay him for 5 years.
Dr. Evil.
Only paths we can take.
Why do 30 and a half when you could do...
I'll say this. If those are anywhere close to the numbers that Aaron Judge is looking for, which I don't think that they would be, he will not be on the Yankees.
No, of course not. Like, if those are my only two options, RJ, then I'm going to marry he won't be on the Yankees then, because they're not going close to those numbers.
Right.
Well... You guys, you saw through my plan.
All ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Exhibit A.
Yeah, I just knew it would annoy Gordon. So
it's a good job by your best friend to not like crack up in A-Rod's face. By the way,
Kay's a professional.
There are some good professionals. Some good Q&As in there.
Listen,
all right.
There's only two options, guys, and here they are.
Only two.
$1 million.
Let me lay them out for you.
We're going to pay him $1 billion a season. It's the only option. It's the only way
you can go. You can go a year more than you actually initially offered.
Right.
For, let's see. Almost $14 million a year more.
Right.
Or you can do five for $50 million a year.
So
we'll have an eight-year contract where it doubles in value every single season until it reaches $6 billion. And he owns the Yes Network. It's known as the Aaron Judge Network.
Oh, that's too much.
Good stuff.
Fresh off vacation, A-Rod.
Sorry, RJ.
I'm just going to let you go.
Look, I'm Zippy Longstockings.
Come have a suckle on my zipple.
Gordon, I had a question for you. Now, one just for Rick. Ugh. You'll enjoy this one more, though. So, we touched earlier, and we really do all the time, on some of Gordon's flaws, some issues he battles.
Flaws? I don't have flaws. I'm a saint.
So, Cuddle, Mary, Trash, which of these you're most concerned about over the long-term health of Gordon Damer? Is it his recreational activities?
You know, I haven't had a drink, one adult beverage, since the pandemic started, probably.
Why?
So the drinking and drugs, yep.
Is it his ego?
I'm doing an amazing job filling in for Dave.
Which it takes after Dave of complimenting himself, and no one else does, which I appreciate. Or is it, as we learned earlier, that Gordon refuses to help his family because there's videos on TikTok?
I cleaned the car. I was down in the muck in between the seats where God knows what was down there. Disgusting.
Only because the car wash wouldn't do it.
Right, exactly. Well, they're professionals. They know what they're doing.
When I asked them what time she went to Costco, I was thinking it's going to be like, she's about to get there early. No, noon, noonish.
Yeah, it was noonish.
Yeah, it was busy.
That's the time I like to have lunch. Make myself a little nosh.
Yeah, some apple pie baked beans. I'm going to marry not helping out his family. I don't think that's great. I am going to cuddle. I'm going to cuddle the drugs and alcohol and gambling sprinkled in. I think that cookie. I would throw TikTok, his obsession with TikTok, in that mix too. And then
it
is
addicting, man.
Yeah, you're
hours
addicted.
Go by.
Yeah, I know. And then I'll trash the ego. I like the ego, so I'll trash that.
By the way, are you at all offended that we haven't been invited to this Damer rager that's going on for the fourth? He's talking about this party right to us, and we have nothing to do with it. We're working together all week.
Look, it's well established on this show. You guys make plans with Dave, who everybody universally loves, and it never takes place. What chances do I have? Little old me, who fills in every once in a while when Dave takes his, you know, 13 weeks of vacation. There's no chance that you're... And add into the fact, I'm Jersey. Rick's Long Island. He's not dealing with that LIE, which is just a death road. It's just the worst road in the... Oh, my God. Why is there always traffic there?
Just say you don't like us. Dave
spoke. No, you're all invited if you want to come, but we're not... You know, I'm not expecting to see anybody here. That LIE, I don't understand. You drive to Jersey, and you deal with all the traffic. You get to Jersey, the road opens up on 80, and people are driving like it's the Autobahn. You get to Long Island, and that LIE... It's only going the one direction. Nobody can go anywhere. Why is it so backed up?
Always. I don't know.
Always.
I don't know.
Long, convoluted way.
Well, just think about that.
Gordon
to get to the city, I got to go. To get to the studio, I got to go Long Island Expressway to the Cross Bronx.
If I were you, I would have a hot air balloon. I would just get a hot air balloon and just fire it up every single day. I would rather risk my life every day on a hot air balloon than deal with the LIE.
Gordon does not like us.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.